I was trying to bang strippers when I was 21.
Oh my gosh, that is not what I thought you were going to say.
I don't understand.
That is awesome.
I don't understand.
Change the title of this episode. Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
So on the morning show, we're going to be doing another round of Dead or Alive.
Yeah, it's Halloween week. And how many times are you chatting about a celebrity with a friend and you're like, wait, are they still alive? Are they dead? And then you Google them real quick. And so we're having a little fun. Of course, in a respectful manner, we'll remember these people.
Sure.
They were obviously important in our lives. We were like, oh my gosh, like Farrah Fawcett. I can't believe she's been dead now for 10 years already.
Yeah.
And we looked up anal cancer. I have never heard of that. And that's the description of her cause of death when I was getting ready for this game. I'm like, is this a joke?
Well, then I looked, and I just typed in Farrah Fawcett death.
Yeah.
And the first article that came up, WebMD, which is very reliable, anal cancer.
So how come I've never really heard of anal cancer?
You know, there's a lot of
colon cancer.
Yeah,
bunch.
My dad had colon cancer.
Yeah.
You hear about that? Prostate cancer.
Things like that.
But no, I've never. But I mean, I guess you can get cancer anywhere. My wife's father passed away of appendix cancer.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
He's the only person I've ever heard of that.
Very rare. And what sucks is, and I think where Farrah ran into trouble on hers is, too, when you get a rare cancer, there's not a lot of money going into research or cures for it. So it's kind of not a good thing. Because when he got appendix cancer, we're like, oh, we'll just remove the appendix. It's taken care of, right? Yeah, no, it don't work that way.
Oh, man. And today is his birthday, so let's take a moment to remember your father-in-law.
He was a great, great guy. Didn't get a chance to spend nearly enough time with him, but he was a great man and was taken way too young.
Real quick, because now that I scared you saying anal cancer, I had to just search. How common is it? Most is 80% are diagnosed in people who are over 60. Prior to age 35, anal cancer is more common in men. However, after 50, it's slightly more common in women.
Take that, ladies.
So if you think, is this anal cancer? You have bleeding from the anal area, pain or pressure there, itching. Good morning, everybody. I am so sorry.
So, as you wake up, do you have anal itching or any bleeding? If you do, well, you may want
to
get it
doctor.
Looked at by a registered physician,
yes.
Not just a guy who's got a van parked in an alley.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm going to throw one more at you. Let's see here. Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, he passed away, the big guy from Green Mile.
Yes.
He passed away, four years ago or so?
It's already been 7 years.
Here's something that's crazy.
Jeez.
Did you know The Green Mile is a Stephen King book?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
A Stephen King book.
Yeah, it's one of his movies. Like, you know, because Stephen King has, I'm not sure how many movies of his, like, or of books of his have been turned into movies.
Yeah.
But The Green Mile is one of his.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I might be wrong. You can Google this, but I think Shawshank is his as well.
All right, now I got to do that.
That shows you how talented the guy is. Like, that's some range right there, where you can go from It, because It is Stephen King's, right,
okay,
to The Green Mile. Like, that is some serious.
You're right. Shawshank Redemption,
yeah.
Story by Stephen King, screenplay by Stephen King.
Fantastic movie, because he's the horror guy. But what he really needs to be known as the Shawshank guy. Like, he wrote Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. The Green Mile, story by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
That's a talented guy right there.
The Green Mile is such a good story. I could see that kind
really
of being
is.
A really good author who wrote that.
You know you got a good story, too, if you get Tom Hanks to be in your movie. You know you got something
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a fantastic. That's another one, too, where much like Shawshank, maybe it's something about prison shows. I don't know. But wherever it's at, I can watch the movie. Like, here we go. All right, he's going to Mr. Jangles, the little mouse.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But going back to Shawshank Redemption, that is the epitome of a movie my husband will stop to watch.
Without a doubt. No matter when it's on. That one and Tombstone. And that's all. I'm like, hey, oh, yeah.
I still have never seen Tombstone. Who's the main actor?
Kurt Russell.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I was picturing
and Val Kilmer is in it as well as Doc Holliday. Possibly the greatest character that's ever been in any movie is his version of Doc Holliday is absolutely phenomenal. Like, it's so good.
Doc Holliday
is
in Tombstone.
In Tombstone, yeah. Okay. Doc Holliday was a real guy. He was a dentist who then got tuberculosis and then turned gunfighter and gambler. And if Doc didn't shoot you, he'd cut your throat. Doc was a bad dude. Yeah.
Jumping on our Facebook page to see what some of your comments are.
It's easy to say than sphincter cancer, says 9797.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
That doesn't roll off the tongue well. I probably shouldn't say that.
Hey, I think we're trying to wake you up a little bit, though. Janine says, LOL, too tired for anal itching. And then if you are listening to this podcast outside of the Madison, Wisconsin area, I have to paint the picture. We woke up to 3 inches of snow this morning on October 29th, 2019.
Crazy.
It's so crazy. So commenting on what some of our live feeders are seeing, I'm wearing a scarf. I'm all bundled up. Jackson's still rocking the t-shirt, though.
I wore a hoodie and I have shoes on. Currently.
Oh, you have the shoes on now. Yeah, yep. And it was slippery coming in. The snow wasn't on the road, but it was slippery. I saw three cars in the ditch on 94.
It was on my street.
Really? There was still some on the street?
On the street. Okay. And then I had to actually kind of scrape the window a little bit because, snow on the headlights. I mean, there was a decent amount of it that was out there. So they're saying, though, a little weather talk, the October sun is still high because in the wintertime, the sun sits a little bit lower or at a different angle. They said it should melt today, even though it's not going to be much. Hmm. It's not going to be into the 40s, but it said the October sun is still high enough where it should melt it down.
Right.
So we got that going on for us, but still not exactly what you expect, especially when kids are starting to get ready for Halloween. And, like if you have a costume, now you have to wear a winter, because it's going to be in the 30s when the trick-or-treating.
But that was my childhood. Even if there wasn't snow, it was always freezing. It was always 30s, 40s. We're in Wisconsin, so I remember wearing layers underneath the costume or the winter jacket over it.
And they got to get the long underwear out.
And then when I would go to State Street for Freak Fest back in the day, I'd be like, how are these women dressed as sluts, and I'm bundled up?
Yeah. I used to, so the comedy club would turn into a dance club. On Halloween, because they weren't going to have, a comedy show. It's too hard to control. So what I would do then, instead of me bouncing, I was security. Instead of me being in the club, they would have someone else in there. I had to be in the lobby in front.
Oh, jeez.
To deal with people coming in and out of there. And it would be butt cold. And I'd be saying the same thing. I'd let people come in and warm up. Like, yeah, girl in a short skirt, come on in and warm up. No problem. But I wonder, like, what is wrong with you?
I know.
But I'm guessing when you're at home and the heat isn't at 72, you're saying to your boyfriend, turn the heat up.
Like, exactly.
But you're outside in a short skirt and high heels.
Trying to dress like sexy Mr. Rogers.
That's, because now you're sexy Bambi's mom.
Man, I posted on Facebook yesterday to all my San Diego friends, heads up, snow is coming. Yeah, go ahead and rub it in, because we would do that back in the day. Not that we're rubbing it in or anything. And guess what the number one comment was? The screenshot of the sunshine and 72 from phones.
Just constant sunshine and 72.
And one of my friends said, oh, I had to put on long sleeves yesterday, Steph.
Oh, it got down to 63 here at night. We didn't know what to do.
But that's all right. I actually did move back, not only for family, but I missed the seasons. I legit did miss the seasons. And seeing snow for Christmas, seeing the leaves changing, how beautiful is Wisconsin right now?
Absolutely.
Man, the colors are amazing.
So we're jumping on air here in 30 seconds. Are we ready for what we're going to do?
Oh, am I airing Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, from over here?
Yeah, if you want to open it up real quick from...
Where can I find him?
In the Marty file. Just go into my file, Jackson. Go into the Marty file. A little bit of... See, this is what you get with this podcast. A little bit of behind the scenes off air as we get ready to do our morning show every morning. So...
Marty Halloween.
Yep, should be that right there. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and the Steph. Hey, guess what?
On the Facebook.
On the Facebook with the Steph, with the Jacksons. The snow fell overnight.
And it stayed. I thought it would be gone by now. I'm so sorry.
There's a winter weather advisory until 7 a.m.
Okay.
It's October 29th.
I know.
One of our friends on Facebook, because we're still on Facebook right now, Helen said, broke the record for the earliest snowfall.
Oh, it did.
So, so how about
Where's
that?
Where's the bell? We won a record.
We lost.
I don't know.
We lost on that one. High today of 39. No more snow. They're saying the sun should be high enough to melt a lot of this snow today. But it's still going to be soggy out there if you're doing any late. landscape work. So sorry, landscape companies. It's 32 at 543.
After a fun Packers victory yesterday, we had to check in with our favorite Marty, the world's biggest Packers fan. And he even gave us a fun idea for what he's going for this Halloween. Listen to our convo.
All right. I'll tell you what. Things in Wisconsin are looking pretty good. The weather this week doesn't look great. But when you're coming off a big Packers win over the Kansas City Beefs, you got to be in a good mood. And we've got Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. How you feeling today, bud?
Holy cripes, 7-1. Oh, man, I've been waiting a long time for this season. We're doing great.
Yeah. I mean, the defense has struggled a little bit against a backup quarterback, but hey, a win's a win.
Yeah. You know, the defenses look like a bend-don't-break situation there, where, they're going to do enough to keep us in the game. And I mean, that's all you need when you got Aaron Rodgers on the other side.
That's right.
We were recording the game and having family dinner. Sure enough, my husband gets the text before we started watching the game. What a catch! And my husband's like, okay, let's wrap up family dinner. I got to start watching the game now.
Yeah. Yeah. What a game last night. You know, we need to get more guys in the backfield named Aaron. I think that's number one strategy for this offseason.
I think the defense needs a few guys named Aaron or a few guys named Rodgers. And I think the team should be definitely Super Bowl set.
Yeah, I think I think scouting should be pretty easy for the next year.
So we are looking forward to Halloween coming up this week. And we got to ask, are you going to be dressing up as anything for Halloween?
This year I'll do my regular Vince Lombardi, this year. Simple cost. I like to be warm, and I like to be able to pee real quick. You know, those are the important things on Halloween.
That is so smart.
Wait, does that just involve a trench coat and that's it?
That's right. Trench coat, nice little fedora, some fun glasses. You're in there,
That's smart,
it's an $8 costume if you go to St. Vinny's, all right?
Yes. I know. I had a scary moment trick-or-treating. We were way far away from the house, and I was drinking my beer, and I'm like, oh, boy, here it comes. I have to run back to the house to go pee. I like your idea, Marty.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Okay. Good old Marty. If you want to hear any more of Marty, you can find him on our Facebook, our website.
Everywhere. Yep, yeah, Q10. Website. I even set up a keyword now for Marty.
Yeah, just
guess what
Marty.
It is.
Is it Marty? 608-321-1063, and we'll send that audio right over to you.
He's
love
so funny.
Marty. And also, if you want everyone to see more of Marty, he is he's a comedian Martin Henn, and will be in town at the Comedy Club on State, where he's trying to put a show together right now. I'm pretty sure he's going to be there in December. He lives out of town, and he will be he'll be coming back in to do a show. Speaking of which, I will be performing. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday at the Comedy Club on State. I'll be hosting the show. I'll be doing about 5 or 10 minutes off the top, opening for comedian Sean Patton. So,
about what time would you be on stage?
I'd be on stage probably, the show starts at 8, so I'll be on stage around 8:02.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'm there all night because I'm hosting it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Thursday night show, so it'll be over by 10.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so it won't be bad.
And
yeah.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are, I think,
for Thursday night,
I think they're $5.
Oh, wow.
I think they are.
I was going to say 10.
I think there might be $8, 5 with a college ID. It's no more than 10 is how much tickets are, but there is a 2-drink minimum. But hey, it's Thirsty Thursday, so come on out and have a sip anyways. I haven't done a Thursday at the Comedy Club in probably a year or more. Oh, no, since I screwed up at the competition, and they let me come back. And do the Thursday the following day.
Yeah.
I haven't done one since then, but I've been doing a little bit of comedy, so I should have some newish jokes.
Very cool.
Kind of depends on what the crowd's going to be like. Thursday night is usually college night, and I don't typically do that well in front of college crowds anymore because they suck.
But I'm hoping age gap going on.
That's right. Well, I mean, they know everything in life because they took a sociology class. They're very woke. And they're aware of how the world works, even though they have zero life experience and their mom still pays their cell phone bill.
Were you like that, though, when you were?
Not at all.
At that age?
Is another thing that bothers me is I was trying to bang strippers when I was 21.
Oh, my gosh. That is not what I thought you were going to say.
I don't understand.
That is awesome.
I don't understand.
Change the title of this episode.
I don't understand what it is with college kids. Like, okay, great. You know everything about what's going on with the government. All right? But how many questionable decisions have you made in the last week? None? I'm disappointed in you. Like, you're going to wake up at 39 with an ulcer and realize you never lived any life. I feel pretty good. I don't want to go out anymore because I went out. You know, I got that done. Now I want to be home with my family. You know what I'm saying?
You got with the stripper.
That's boy, did I ever. Boy, did I. Always met him in Gen Pop, though. Never met him in the club. Always met him in Gen Pop.
What does that mean? General population?
Yeah, Gen Pop is a term for in prison where you're in general population. But yeah, always met him out. Always met him out in the regular life. They were just attracted to me like I sold meth or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I got to wrap up today's episode saying something. One of our good friends, Tom Young, says he loves listening to this podcast because he learns so much about us. Boy, oh boy, did he just ever, Tom Young?
Well, no, not ever. Okay, here's the deal. I'm not saying that everyone should go out on a Saturday night, smoke a bunch of opium, and hook up with a stripper. I'm not saying that.
No way, Jose.
But I'm saying
that you can be high on life like me.
That's right. But I'm saying have some fun. You know, like
yes.
If you spend the whole time wringing your hands and staring at the news and going, oh, the whole world's going to end. Global warming is not going to kill us in our lifetime. I'm sorry to say that.
But thank you, next generation,
sure,
for looking out for your future generation.
Absolutely. There is a part,
yes,
where we do need to look
we
at
that. We have to do that.
But if you spend all of your time running around screaming the sky is falling, there is a reason why you're going to be on some serious anxiety meds,
yeah,
when you're in your early 30s.
Right.
Like, you're going to
do
live
both.
Yeah,
love Mother Nature and then go have fun.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yes, watch your carbon footprint. Don't have kids. So that's number one. I'll tell you that right there.
Yeah.
And also, you're not good at life. I'm sorry, college students. So don't have kids. You're still someone else's kid. Don't be doing that. And then enjoy life a little bit.
Everything's
okay.
Man, the college years were my favorite years. So soak it up and go have fun.
Yeah, I had a friend one time that posted a thing that said, like, if you go to a woman's house and she doesn't have books, you know, if she doesn't have visible books, don't sleep with her. And I was like, you're trying to sleep with somebody's brain? What's wrong with you? What the hell is the matter with you? Why are you judging? No, it's a thing. You know, like they call it like a new, oh, she doesn't read books. Great.
How will you know, though? Because isn't that generation everything is on a tablet?
But
they don't even have a physical book.
You still, books are hip, though. You want to have books because it looks cool,
yes,
you know, for display. But you certainly don't read them. You read them on your iReader.
And then you pack them up and move them every single location.
That's exactly
you're like,
right.
Are we ever going to read these books or can we donate them finally?
I don't own any books. I probably have a handful of books, but I donated all mine. Here, enjoy them. Or put them in a little free library.
Yes, I love the little free libraries.
Go take that crap.
Wait, I wanted to wrap up a while ago with my funny, calling out Tom Young, learning so much about us.
We had to learn a little bit more in there, Tom, you know?
Thank you guys for joining us this morning. Stay safe with the road conditions and the snow. And if you're listening to this podcast outside of Madison, Wisconsin, hey, let us know what the temperature is there. We love it.
And opium tastes like incense. It's disgusting.
Will you stop?
We did. It's over. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.